Good morning. Welcome to Q&A with Perry A. and Phil McCoy. I have a guest this morning that will be helping me answer questions. It's always good to have another person's perspective. Clay is with apexclay.com. Phil is with apexclay.com, excuse me there. And he's been a long-time distributor. He and his wife have been a long-time distributor. And you all know Cheryl because she sends out the notices. She's my right-hand lady and assists me with all the web information and getting out the emails. So they've been in the clay business and known about it, I guess, from about the time I learned about it. And
good morning, Perry. Or I guess
good morning,
it's afternoon now.
Yes, okay. Good to have you with me. Let's get started and go over it and see if we have any questions in queue.
Okay.
And
as you're looking at that, Perry, would you, as you're looking at that, would you mind if I sort of do a book plug this morning as we get started, this afternoon as we get started?
Yes, go right ahead. Thank you.
Okay. From our host book, Calcium Bentonite Clay, Nature's Pathway to Healing, a living clay is one capable of change through balancing, transforming, stimulating, and the interactive exchange of elements and energy. Use of a smectite clay, which is the calcium bentonite clay, and the quality of your life will improve, and that's the bottom line to all of this. And I couldn't agree more.
Thank you. Well, that's the truth. It works on the whole body simultaneously from different ways, so it's confusing to try to figure it out, but if you use it, you'll love it, and you'll see that it can do everything it says it can. Thank you, Phil. Our first question was, I thought I heard you say that living clay can expand 3 times when water is added. Are there any additives in this water that cause the clay that cause this? Is living clay a pure calcium bentonite clay? Yes, it's a calcium bentonite clay, but it's a triple swelling. It's a rare triple swelling calcium bentonite clay. The only additive in it that we do is add water. And the water we use, a mountain spring water, a filtered water. And it's just a unique clay in that it swells 3 times. It's triple swelling. You need more water than clay, where most clays it's one part clay to one part water, and sometimes even then it's standing in water, it doesn't absorb the water. So that's why I love this clay. It's uniquely different, and it gives it a greater expansion, greater spaces for capturing the toxins, and a stronger clay. We've had it muscle tested, we've had it tested with vibration tongs, and the energy that it sends out is greater than other calcium bentonites. And our next question, and do you have anything to add to that, Phil?
Really, the only thing, it is a triple swelling clay. You get a real good bang for your buck if you can get the powder and mix your own. That triple swelling in this particular clay, you get one part clay to 3 parts water, you actually get the clay mask. When you're taking the clay internally and drinking the liquid clay, you actually get 8 times the value because you use one part clay to 8 parts water. And that is this particular clay. And as Perry said, the other clays on the market, a majority of them are just a 1-to-1 ratio. And a lot of those aren't even regarded as safe to take internally, where the particular clay that we're talking, or clays that we're talking about, are. So a huge part of that is the economic value of it as well.
Thank you, Phil. Good point. Next question. What are the difference between red-green clays? Is living clay green? Yes, living clay is green, and the difference is the color of the minerals. The minerals change the colors. They're blue clays, they're orange clays, they're red clays, they're black clays. And it all has to do with the high mineral, what mineral concentration. Usually a red clay is high in iron, or an orange clay may be high in iron or sulfur. It's a difference in that. The green clays are known as very popular for healing clays. And living clay is considered a green clay. When you mix it, it's kind of a khaki green color. And that's all I have to say about that. Anything from you, Phil?
Pretty well covers it, Perry.
Okay. A question from my friend Mary Law. Do you have a recent has been put on the testimonial page line yet testimony for bentonite clay that you can share with us today? I do have some recent ones that haven't been put on there yet. Sometimes I wait till they accumulate because we have to put them in different categories, and it takes quite a bit to go in to the website and do that. So I sort of save them for Sherry and then give them to him, and we update it periodically. One of the most amazing ones I had was yesterday. There's a little girl in my dentist's office, and she is a runner, and she runs all the time, and she bikes and runs. And she had a biking accident in 2005 and had this huge knot in her thigh, and the doctor drained quite a bit of water, fluid off of it, and he said that's as low as he could get it go down. And she said, will this knot ever go away? When she wears pants, if she wears shorts, that leg is so tight that you can see the bulging knot, and she doesn't wear shorts, and even where she wears pants, if you pull her pants, you can tell her pants on that leg are real tight in the thigh. And she said she started putting the clay on it, and it has gone down considerably, and she was so excited. She said, I can wear shorts now, and the legs feel loose, both legs feel loose. And she said, I almost feel like they're going to fall off me. I haven't had room in my legs so long. I was so used to it for being tight. That happened in 2005, a knot in her leg from a bicycle accident. And all these years later, she started putting a wrap on at night. She's only done it 7 times and taking some clay baths, and it's taking that knot down. So I think that's a pretty remarkable testimonial. And she's going to write that. She also said a good friend of hers had had prostate problems, and he was using the clay, his problems are going away. He's taking the baths and using a mask around the base of his penis and kind of a poultice there. And I asked her to get me those written up and send them to me, so she's going to do that. Because I don't have very many on prostate. I have some, and I've heard stories, but haven't gotten a written testimonial on that. So I'm looking forward to adding those to our repertoire. Phil, do you have anything new you've gotten from your customers?
Not really. You know, that's a tall order because there are so many testimonials about how effective this clay is on so many areas, in so many areas of our lives. You know, to get new testimonials is really amazing and exciting, and I know it is for you as well, and I love reading them. I really haven't got anything to add to that, Perry.
Okay. I do have one more. I get so many people tell me, and there's some that I have up there 5 times, so don't ask them for another testimonial because I've had a lot of, you know, we can only have so many testimonials for acne and so. But the other day, a gentleman called me. He lives in San Diego. He's got diabetes. He's been using clay for some time. He got an infection in his foot, and wasn't using the clay then, and his 2 toes had turned black. And the doctors, both legs were quite swollen, being a diabetic. They have a tendency to swell. And the doctors wanted to amputate both legs, and he said, no way. He said, if I can't drive my car and go hunting, no, you're not taking my legs. And they said, well, you can get a prosthesis legs. And he said, no, not going to let you do it. And they said, you got gangrene in that leg. It's going to go systemic and it's going to kill you. And he said, no, it won't. I have God and I have living clay. So they released him to a rehabilitation center. Of course, they wouldn't let him use the clay in the hospital. And the nurses started putting clay poultices on his wound and on his feet and legs. And they were amazed at how quickly they saw a change. And when they finally went back to the doctor, all the infection was gone. It was cleaned up. The wound was healed. His legs were down somewhat. the two toes were still black. They had gone too long without circulation, so all they had to do was amputate two toes. He was so excited. He's calling me. He's telling everybody in San Diego about the clay. I couldn't get him off the phone. He talked for an hour and a half. Very excited. His name is Dave, and I guess I would be excited too. That is a huge saving and a huge plus for clay. So thank
Absolutely.
You for asking for those, Mary. I like to keep people refreshed on them. Another one, Mary. I did a personal experiment, and I wanted to see if my dietary changes have healed my body of joint pain and inflammation. So I kept the diet in place, have been on it for 6 months, but stopped drinking the liquid clay, which I'd also been drinking for months. That was 2 weeks ago, and I've seen increasing pain in my body almost to the level it was before I changed my diet and began drinking clay. I'm now back on liquid clay today. My question is this all in my mind, or does clay really reduce body pain? Yes, ma'am, it is not in your mind. It is the clay in action. It reduces joint pains. It reduces body aches and pains. It's a natural analgesic. Like I said, if you put it on a burn, it instantly the pain's gone. I mashed my finger in a door. I put it. It was throbbing and swelling, and I put clay on it. I could feel a slight pulsation, kept it from swelling, and the pain was gone. All day long, there was no pain, and toward the end of the day, it had kind of washed off, and it was starting to get tender, so I put more clay on it, and the pain was gone. You experienced living clay in action, and I'm glad you did that test, because it's hard to believe that just drinking clay is going to make your aches and pains go away. Of course, it depends on the ache and pain. If it's a calcium buildup in the joints, definitely it will reduce it. If it's a torn muscle, it may take a little longer because those muscles have to heal, and most just leave there in your leg or your back or something where you're moving all the time and pulling them open. But thank you for that testimonial. Can we use that for a testimonial? Thank you, Mary. Did that bring anything
great
to mind for you, Phil?
Well, actually, not there. I would like to go back to the comments, the discussion about the diabetic. I'm a type 2 diabetic as well. And occasionally, I don't have a lot of circulation problems, generally speaking, but every once in a while I can tell I'll wake up and my hands or my arms will have that tingling sensation of being asleep. And what I do to help that, because diabetes affects the circulation, and usually it affects first the farthest away, like your feet, your hands, and your arms. So what I do is I take the powdered clay, and if you mix it 1 to 3, you get the hydrated clay, the clay mask. If you mix it 1 to 8, you get the liquid clay that you ingest internally. So what I do, I want a happy medium with that, so I mix it 1 to 5, and I keep it in a food-grade bucket that I can seal so I can reuse it, and I soak my feet and my hands in there when I start experiencing that, and it draws blood circulation. You know, I've got my feet in it, so it's drawing blood circulation down through my legs and my feet and my toes, and then when I'm done with my feet, I'll sit watching TV or something and just put one hand in it and let that stay for a bit, and there's a noticeable difference just in doing that in those sessions. And then, of course, when I'm done, I put the lid on and seal it, and I can reuse that. I use it several times, and it's just as effective. But I just wanted to mention that with anybody with a diet that's got a diabetic situation or a circulation problem, if you'll use the clay in addition to the poultices, internal drinking of the clay is always beneficial. But I found that really helpful to be able to soak my hands and feet in that when I start experiencing those circulation problems. And I just wanted to mention that.
Good point. I think you're absolutely right on that. I know what it does for circulation, and we've had so much of that, and there's so many ways to use it. So that's just another way to use it. And kind of along that line, we have a question here. Will living clay help the restless leg syndrome? I have experienced that, and would just increase my clay, and it goes away. I don't know what causes it, and sometimes I'll periodically get it back for a little while, and I'll increase my clay and forget about it, and it seems to go away. I guess it would depend on how severe you have it. It certainly won't help to try, and I would do a two-prong attack. I would drink it, and I would also put it on my leg like clay. You can rub the clay on and let it dry if you like, and that really, when that dries, it really pulls and gets the circulation going very fast. So I would try both of those, and if you get success, send me a testimonial. I would love to have one to go in there about that. Susan, how do you know when to keep clay on until it dries or remove while still wet? Is there a general rule to follow for how long to keep clay on? Yes, there are, and it depends on the wound. If it's an open wound, you want to definitely keep it on wet, because when it dries, it pulls, and it will crack the edges, and it might have the wound bleed. So we keep it on thick and covered. And, you know, at night I'll put a poultice on my spine. It's not an open wound. Just sometimes if my back's bothering me, I'll put one on my spine. When I had that pinched sciatic nerve, I'd put it on my spine and sleep with it on. I would change it in the morning and put one on and leave it on all day. If it's an open wound, you want to change it more often. Clay will pull out any infection, gangrene, blood poisoning. It will debri the wound, clean it, and then it heals from the inside out. So it's sort of preference. Sometimes I like to leave it on and let it dry, and as far as not having an open wound, definitely on my face, doing a facial, I like to let it dry because it deep cleanses those pores and tightens the skin. So when it dries, it tightens more. So it's just more of a common sense thing. I don't think you can go wrong with it, except on an open wound where it will tendency to dry and crack and stay in the wound, and when you try to wash it off, it's difficult. And if a little stays in there, here's the thing. When clay is full, it let goes easily, and it'll wash off easily. And if some sticks somewhere, just leave it there and put more clay on top of it, because it's got a hold on and it's working. It's little suction pump is working, and it's stuck in there, and it's not going to let go till it gets full. So that's all I know about that. Phil, anything there?
No, that pretty well covers it, Perry.
It's just kind of a common sense deal, and you can try and experiment with it and see which one you like best.
Now, in addition to that, if it begins to become uncomfortable, there are times that I've put the clay on and let it dry for a particular reason, and I could tell that it was beginning to be an irritation because it was getting so dry and pulling. You can put a damp cloth on there just to moisten it back up again and either leave it on longer or go ahead and wash it off. If you do leave it on long enough for it to dry, like for a face mask or other applications, that's also, I found the best way to get it off, wash it off, is, again, dampen it first and let it moisten it and then wash it off, get in the shower, or get in your bath, or just use a washcloth. But very good point about leaving it in. If some of it sticks in, as Perry said, it's got its little suction cups on them, toxins, and working on pulling that out and cleansing and balancing, let it do its job.
Yeah, those are excellent points, Phil. I'm glad you thought of that. But play with it and find what you like best. And, if you're in a bathing suit and you're putting it all over your body and you're outside and it's drying, those tender parts of your body are going to start itching. And I think that's what he means when it was getting uncomfortable. And some people that are very fair skin will feel their face getting very hot. And that's a signal that it's time to wash it off, because it's pulling blood flow and circulation to the surface, and that's what's making your skin feel hot. When you wash it off, it'll go away in a few minutes, but that's sort of your signal. So excellent points, Phil. Thank you. Tina in Melrose Park, Illinois. Perry, thanks for your work and caring about people. My question is, if we can't afford organic food, if we drink clay before our meal, will it take out the toxins from the food before it goes into our system? Also, what does the clay do to medicine? Also, how should I put the clay in my dog's food to clear an eye infection? All right, let's take these one at a time. Definitely, yes, if you're not eating organic food, when you chew, you release those toxins. And if you drink clay and it's in your stomach, so then when you eat your food, the clay is going to be there to grab the toxins before they go into your system. And if you're really worried, you can take another little sip of clay after you eat. It will definitely help with that. Also, what does the clay do to medicine? We don't know. There's some medicines we know it affects, like live bacteria, an antibiotic with live bacteria. It's definitely going to go after the chemical bacteria, the bad bacteria. They give you the hair of the dog sometimes. So we say to call your pharmacy, tell them the name of the medicine you're taking, and ask how long it takes to absorb it into your body. Once it's absorbed into the bloodstream, the clay is not going to touch it. It doesn't go into the bloodstream. Generally, it's 1 to 2 hours. Sometimes there are medicines 3 hours. Sometimes they're time-release medicine, and you just have to decide how necessary that medicine is if you want to try to take clay at some time, if it's a 12-hour time-release medicine. It doesn't bother all medicines. I know because my daughter's been on birth control, and she drinks clay, and she never pays any attention to what time she drinks it. And I'd have more grandkids than I do. So we know it doesn't bother everything. And it doesn't seem to bother minerals and vitamins because that's what clay is, technically. It's trace minerals and vitamins. How should I put the clay on my dog's food to clear an eye infection? Well, putting the clay on the dog's dry food, you just put a tablespoon and kind of stir it on there, and they'll eat it. That's going to help cleanse his inside. Had a friend give some to an old lethargic dog the other day. This poor dog, you could tell he hurt when he walked. He would just barely put his feet down. He couldn't get up. He was just laying around. It hurt to get up. It hurt to move. He walked very gingerly, could get out of the way. And I said, will you please give that dog some clay and give him some more energy and help with that pain? And she did, and she told me, I said, how's your dog doing? She said, well, I put him out in the yard the other day, and I looked out, and he was chasing a squirrel. So it definitely works like that. Now, for an eye infection, you need to take some of the liquid clay and put it on a little cotton makeup pad or a cotton ball and just, you know, hold it over his eye. He'll close his eye and just hold it there for a little while and clean it and sort of wipe it back and forth over his eye and do that several times a day, and it'll clear up that eye infection. Phil, anything to add to that?
I was sitting here thinking about the question about taking the clay before the food goes into the system, and I can't stress, and I'm sure you agree with this, the importance, in my opinion, of doing the clay internally. In this environment that we live in, not only is it our food, the water that we drink, the liquids that we drink, the air, you know, the toxins are all around us, and we deal with them, and of course, our body's exposed to it and brings them in. So from my perspective, doing the internal regimen with the clay is extremely beneficial, not only before and after meals, but just on a regular basis to help with all of the negative influences that we deal with in today's society. So I just wanted to emphasize that, you know, that it's not just for the purpose of filtering the food. It's really beneficial for every aspect of our lives.
Yes, very definitely. And along with that, if you've got toxins, you need to take clay baths. You know, for preventative, one clay bath a week is going to pull any toxins that have slipped by and gotten into your system out. And, you know, in your bathroom, you're exposed to toxins. When I spray my hair, I can feel it drop on my skin. I take a wash rag and wash it off. But we just, the hairsprays, the things we use, and outside, and a lot of it comes through our skin. So periodically take a clay bath. You'll be glad you did. Your skin will feel softer. You'll sleep like a baby. It's very relaxing. If you ever have sore muscles, your clay bath can be your best friend. So I wanted to throw that in there, too.
Absolutely.
We have some more questions. Kate in Rockford. Perry, how well does clay clear up a deep scratch wound on a child's face? Will it help stop scarring? Yes, ma'am, it will, and it will heal it faster than anything. You put the wet clay on there. If it's a deep wound, you want to cover it with something. If you can at night put it on and cover it with a little piece of Glad Pressing Seal so it won't get off on the sheets, leave it there. It's going to heal up very quickly. We've had deep cuts, straight cuts that went to the bone, and people would put the clay on it and wrap their finger, and in 2 days it had healed. It had closed the incision, and it wasn't a deep cut anymore. It was literally pulled it together and healed it. It was still a little tender, but we'll do that. And it definitely stopped scarring, even old scarring. I had a lady who was a friend of mine, and she played basketball when she was younger, and it had been over 30 years, and she had had surgery on her knees, and she had all this scar tissue on it. And I said, why don't you put some clay on those scar tissues and see what happens? And miraculously, she called me back, and she said, oh, my gosh. And she said it didn't take a week till she noticed the scar tissue was going down. And I had another lady who had a severe burn on her arm when she was a child, and her arm was severely scarred. And she had broken out with a rash, and I gave her some clay to put on it. And the next morning she said, oh, my goodness, I took the poultice off, the rash is gone, but my scarring is less. It's reduced some of the scarring from that burn when I was a child. So definitely, if you have any scarring going on, put some clay on the top of it. You can cover it or you can leave it and let it dry. Okay? Thank you for that. Karen in Brightonton, the right side of my face is always in spasms. My nerves are misfiring. Do you know if the clay possibly could help reduce that or curb the spasms entirely? I do not know. However, it's a very cheap try, and it's not going to hurt you. It will definitely not hurt the spasms. It might relax the muscles and relax that nerve. If you know where the nerve is coming from, it may be the jaw. It may be on your forehead or something, if you could clip the clay there, or maybe a nerve in the back of your neck that comes around to your face. I would put a clay facial on daily at night and let it dry, as well as drinking the clay, and see if you can relax that nerve that's misfiring. And please let me know if it works for you. It's going to be a very cheap attempt to see if it works or not. And I would drink it also and put the clay on. Phil, anything come up for you?
And that's excellent advice. I would say the same.
Okay. Here's an interesting question. How do you know you're not getting the bad stuff back in your body when you reuse the same clay? You don't need to reuse the same clay, honey. It won't get it back in your body, but once it's full, it doesn't have the pulling power. When clay pulls the toxins in between these layers, they're locked in between these strong hydroxide covalent links, and there's a magnet inside. These negative ionic charge are just full in between these layers, and it's like the bad stuff is in prison. It can't get out. This is why it dies a natural death. It can't get to its preferred environment or source of food. Like bacteria need a dark, acidic, wet environment. So the clay pulls it in, carries it out of the body, and they just die a natural death. And therefore, people never build up a resistance to taking clay like they do to take medicines. So the bad stuff, even in a clay bath, when it pulls it out, the clay's going to hold the toxin. It's got a 50-year lifespan before it breaks down and lets the toxins go. So I think you're extremely safe there, but you don't want to reuse. If you have wet clay over a wound, you don't want to scrape it off and put it on again. It's got stuff in it. It's partially used. The energy is down. Clay's not that expensive when you look at compared to a doctor's bill. You can buy a gallon-sized clay, and it'd be less than a visit, office visit to the doctor nowadays. So, and that will last you for a long, long time.
Yep, absolutely.
So, Phil?
Well, I can address this a bit. I mentioned earlier about keeping my liquid clay that I soak my hands and feet in a food-grade bucket and reusing it. And after a couple of three times, depending on the length of time that I'm there, I can sense a difference in the way that it pulls and the way that it reacts. So in that instance, you might, you know, be able to use it a little bit. But as Perry said, you know, it's a very inexpensive, common sense method to address issues with the body. There was a mention a bit ago that Perry brought up about toxins and eating that acidic environment to grow and proliferate. One of the great things about this clay is that it's a balance. It's a catalyst to balance the body and allow the body to heal and live a whole life as it's designed to do. The pH balance of this clay is a 9.7 pH. And one of the great aspects of it is it does get rid of that acidic environment that toxins and molds and cancers grow in and thrive in. This clay does away with that when taken internally. So, you know, to reuse it in the sense of taking a poultice off and saving that and maybe using it a second time, I totally agree with Perry. You know, it's got all those toxins in it. They're locked in there. They're not going anywhere. And the efficacy of the clay, of course, is affected each time that's done. But it just takes so small an amount of the clay anyway that it would be extremely beneficial just to use a new poultice.
And I hadn't thought about the soaking clay, Phil. That's a good point. The surface area is so large when you use, you know, you're fixing a vat of clay to soak your foot in, you've got quite a bit of clay in there. And a teaspoon of clay, the surface area, if you spread out these little microscopically thin particles and lay them on a football field, would go to the 80-yard line. Actually, a teaspoon would go more than that. A gram of clay is less than a teaspoon, and it would go to the 80-yard line. That means there's that many little layers with negative charges above and below. And when the clay swells, those layers, the water expands and spans the clay, and the layers are a little bit apart, and the toxins can flow through and are therefore captured. So when you're soaking in a large amount of clay, you're not using it up as quickly as you are if you're putting it on a little bit on an open wound. So I usually say you can use it two or three times, and like Phil, you can kind of feel when it's not good. If you ever notice an odor with the clay, it's time to take it off or throw it away, not reuse it. You can dilute the water and feed it to your plants, throw it on your yard. It's going to get green in those areas. It's like a fertilizer to your plants. So you don't have to pour it down the drain unless you want to. When it's in a liquid form, it will actually clean your pipes and help your drain and help your septic tank. So, good questions today. All right. Phil, we're teaming up good because you're reminding me of things I miss. Harry in Oak Park, Illinois. Perry, I have a little lump-like cyst on my arms under my skin and some spots on my body that dry up and fall off and grow again. How can I use the clay to remove these from the body? How does it help with skin tags? If you get periodic skin cancers, if you will at least twice a week put clay like on your arms, your face, and do a mask sort of on that, areas where you have these lumps, bumps, and spots, and just let it dry and then shower it off or rehydrate it as Phil said, suggested. It will dry up those little, I have a lady using it now, and she said, I had some brown spots on my arm, and I started using on my arm, and they just fell off. The next day, they weren't there. So it does that, and she's a lady who had lots of moles, and one side of her face was very dark, and she started using it, and some of the moles are gone, and the rest of them have lightened up, and she is well pleased with it. Skin tag, it takes a little longer in persistence because you need to put it on, let it dry, put it on, let it dry, put it on, because you're wanting to dry it up. And it's just a little ball of skin. They're a nuisance, and the quicker way is just go get them zapped off. They don't come back. Now, the other things tend to come back. But if you will periodically use the clay on your skin, it will go away. I have removed some skin tags. I have a larger one that it hadn't. And I just, at night, I put a dab on and sleep with it on there on my neck. And they get smaller. And sometimes they eventually, all of a sudden, they're gone. And I lost one. And I'm sitting here looking for it right now, and I'm not feeling it. So when clay does things, it does it so gently, all of a sudden you're aware that whatever it was that was painting you is no longer painting you. It's absolutely amazing that way. Those are very good questions. Phil, have you had any experience with those?
Actually, I have. I've had warts off and on all my life, and that's helped. How, in your opinion, Perry, how beneficial would the clay baths be for that particular situation?
Well, definitely good, particularly on underarms, because you're talking about cysts in your lymphatic system, and so you want to, you get down in the, I would put clay under my arms before I got in the bath and leave it there for 30 minutes, get in the bath, soak, and keep stirring the clay water. I take a cup and keep it stirred up and pour it over me and pour it up over your chest where you can get those lymph glands down in the water for those cysts. During the day, I'd put a poultice under my arm and put some saran wrap. You know, if you're a man with hairy arms, you're going to want to not do that, because when it dries, it's going to stick to the hair and it's going to get messy. So put it on and keep it wet. Put a piece of saran wrap there. And, you know, maybe in the evenings you can do it, and it'd be easier than going to work with on and dissolve those cysts. We had one lady that was drinking the clay, and she had 5 cysts on her liver, and the smallest was 7.5 inches long. And she started drinking 8 ounces a day for 3 days. And when they went back and checked them 2 weeks later, there was only one left, and it was the size of her pinky fingernail. So, yeah, use that clay directly on those places, and also the clay baths. It can help if you're drinking it, you're doing all the things, so you're coming at it from all the directions. Okay? Good question. Thank you. All right.
You're going to like this next question, Perry.
Okay. I had a tooth pulled, and a small opening has a little infection with drainage. Could I swish the clay in my mouth to pull out an infection, or if clay gets up in the opening, will it be harmful? No, you want the clay in that opening because it's going to draw out the infection. It's going to heal the wound from the inside out. Works on puncture wounds, too. It's very good for those. And it will close it, and it'll get rid of the pain. So I would pack the dry clay. You can swish, but, you know, at night I would pack the dry clay right in that hole. You've had quite a bit of dental work done, haven't you, Phil?
Yeah, I have. And it's amazing. I, like you, I brush with it. I actually use it as a mouthwash. And one of the reasons I made that comment You know, Perry and I, we've been working a long time together, and I think if not in every one, in almost every one of your presentations, I hear talk about brushing, you know, taking care of your teeth and packing your gums, and we talk about abscess teeth and how to pack that in there and draw that infection out. So when I saw that question, I thought, yeah, this is a good one for Perry. She's gonna love this one.
Yes. I would also put some clay on the outside of your face where that tooth was pulled to bring down the swelling and get that gland kind of under your jaw. Just put it on, let it dry, wash it off, put some more on, let it dry. But it would do good for everyone to pack your teeth at least once a week with a dry powder clay. Put it between your teeth and gums. And I put a little ridge on my toothbrush handle and kind of deposit it, and sometimes I miss and it gets on my tongue and I just swallow it, and then I put another little piece until I can get it around there, and the saliva will stick it in place. You always want to use the dry clay. If you put the wet clay in there, it's just going to slide down your throat. But it will definitely help pull bacteria out of your gums. We've stopped people from having scheduled pyorrhea surgery on their gums where they have to go in and lay the gums back and scrape the roots of the teeth. So it's very good for your teeth to brush with it, to swish with it, to gargle with it. I've gargled with it with a sore throat and nipped it in the bud. So don't be afraid to use the clay. You'd think you wouldn't want to put it in an open wound, but remember, it's going to pull out. It'll pull the hole up to the top and heal it, and it'll pull any infection out. So thank you for that question. Susan said, just wanted to say I love your program. Thank you for all you do. You're awesome. May God bless you and your work. Thank you, Susan. We appreciate that more than you know. You're the reason, and your comments from people are the reason that I keep doing this, because I know you're out there and it's helpful to you. And I was at my grandson's football practice yesterday, and little boy was walking by limping, and I said, is it your foot or your knee? And I thought, he was in the sixth grade. If I start telling him, get your mother to get some calcium bentonite clay on there and put on it, he's going to think I'm crazy. But I thought, from now on, I'm going to carry a bag of clay with me when I go to football practice, because it was his knee, and I know I could have stopped some of the pain and gotten the swelling down out of it for him. And I just can't stand to see people suffering when suffering is optional. That's what I always say about clay. I do want to remind people that the new web information site, the company has closed the aboutclay.com site, and I started a new site called bentoniteclayinfo.com. And on there are all the testimonials, all the recordings, all the interviews, some videos on mixing the clay, tons and tons of articles, and also the archives for these teleseminars on clay and the ones on do on the Live Well Lifestyle, which is sort of a spiritual aspect to healing and body, mind, and spirit, tying it all together. So I invite you to go there, and if you haven't signed up, if you're on the old About Clay chat group and you're getting the email notifications for this there, please sign up to the new free chat group, the Bentonite Clay Info, because one of these days that company is going to realize that Yahoo group is still opening and they're going to close it down. So to be sure you get the information, switch over and join the chat group and sign up for the seminar notices, and all that information. There's also on that diet, from the new book, there is a section I took up on how to mix and use the clay. It's called How to Kickstart Your Day with a Triple Swelling Calcium Bentonite Clay, because it's pretty much directed toward the living clay, since it swells more and it's different. The mixing directions are different than other clays. And so it's there for you. It's a free download. You can open it and read it and leave it there, or you can download it to your computer. But it tells you details how to mix the clay. And the 3-to-1, you always want more clay than water, because clay tends to pack, and it's hard to tell you tell. It's kind of like flour. It can be a sifted light cup or it can be a heavy packed cup. And if you get a light cup, your mixture is going to be pretty soupy. So you always want to pack it down, tap it, and maybe cap it off, make a rounded cup of clay, to 3 cups of water, and play with it and experiment it. And all that's there for you. There's a link there to the new book. And if any of you have the new book and read it, if you will go to theclaybookbites.com, you can click on find the link on the Bentonite Clay Info site and leave a review. We're wanting reviews. And if you go like you're going to order the book, make that click to order the book. And without ordering it, you can scroll down and there's a place to leave a review so other people know about the book. And I think you can do that on Amazon as well. Amazon has a place for book reviews. So we'd appreciate your support in letting people know about the new book because it's so much more advanced than the original book, which is out of production. And I've had one lady sent me a copy of the old book, and she had showed me all the pages she had marked down. It was like every other page was marked down in the book. She said, "I use your book all the time. See?" So we appreciate all of you. I'm going to check one more time and see if there are any more questions.
Okay, well, you're doing that. I'd like to make a comment, Perry. The website, the information there is absolutely an invaluable resource. You know, if you've got questions about the use of the clay and how people have had successes with the clay and in what form, as many of those as come in, we get listed on that site. And I can't emphasize, we started this program with a quote from Perry's book, Calcium Bentonite Clay, Nature's Pathway to Healing. Folks, this is an invaluable resource to add to your Common Sense Healthcare program. You can refer to it over and over. And as the lady sent Perry the book and emphasized, you know, I've got mine highlighted and pages earmarked. And, of course, the book critics are going to go, "Oh, no, you didn't bend pages." But, yes, I do. but you just find yourself going back to this. The investment is absolutely worthwhile. It's something that you'll refer to over and over and over again. I can't recommend it highly enough.
Well, Phil, I want to thank you for being with us today. And I remind you that there are a few people out there like Phil who sell the living clay, and they give discounts, and, you know, if you have so much on shipping, it's free shipping, and there are not many people out there right now doing it. The company, I haven't noticed doing too much on discounts like we used to, so check out apexclay.com. Phil and Cheryl are there, and they'll give you much better customer service than you get with a new company, because the little girl that answers the phone doesn't even know what clay is. She's just taking an order. She's just an order taker. She's doing the best she knows how with the information she has, but she doesn't have very much information. So don't want to run them down.
Sign up for our newsletter when you're there, apexclay.com. There's a link for our newsletter. And for subscribers, we try to give extra incentives for the clay. Cheryl and I have a philosophy. We've been using this clay for years and years, as has Perry. And my philosophy is, if you get the clay and you get it in you or you get it on you, it's going to work. Always. So we want, of course, we're in business. We're in business to make, you know, to be viable. But our sole purpose is to get this clay, and we resell the living clay. It's the highest quality clay on the market as far as I'm concerned, and it's what I take. But our main concern is to get it to you, get it in and on your system, and get you back on the pathway to health.
Yes.
And that's our mission.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Phil. Thank you for being with me today. I love tag teaming with you because you bring up things that I overlook or forget or take for granted and don't mention. And so having somebody on the show with me is really helpful, and we get a more rounded perspective, and you remind me of things I forgot to say. Appreciate you and Cheryl very much. And I'm going to check one more time. I think we've had all the questions that are coming in. I don't see any more questions. This is Perrier wishing you a wonderful weekend, all of God's blessings, and good weather, and good enjoy the new school and the newness of life. There's lots of change. Don't get upset. Don't get excited about it. Everything is in good hands, and just enjoy the blessings and count your blessings every day. We do, and you all are one of them. Thank you. Perrier,
absolutely.
Signing out.